This is program number LW2498. Well, have you ever looked through a telescope? Hi, this is Larry West. If you ever have, it makes you almost swallow your Adam's apple. You find out that we're just a drop in the ocean of space. Let me tell you today just a little bit about what's out there and who we are in it. When you look at the sun and the stars, it's almost like gazing backwards down a time tunnel. What you and I see from the Earth is not the stars as they are, not really. What we see is what the stars were when the light rays left them. You see, light travels at 186,000 miles a second, and for the rays of the sun to reach the Earth 93 million miles away, it takes 8 minutes. So you don't really see the sun, you see the rays from the sun that left 8 minutes ago. Now, believe it or not, to give you an idea as to how far away the closest star is to us, the rays we see from that star left that star 4.5 years ago. With light traveling 186,000 miles a second, that star, that closest star to us, isn't so close, is it? How far away are the rest of the stars? We on this Earth of ours are just a drop in the ocean of space. Our Earth occupies third place from the sun in a system of 9 planets, some with moons, others without, in orbit around the sun. Our solar system, though, is a tiny speck in a breathtakingly huge spiral of stars and suns outside our solar system, and that's known as a galaxy. And it is so huge that it is 100,000 light years across it. Now, that's our tiny solar system in our huge galaxy. But our galaxy is one of countless galaxies in a system of galaxies so incredibly vast that it defies the imagination. Now, we think that our sun is huge as it shines down upon us. But did you know that there are suns out there that are larger than our entire solar system? Our sun is 93 million miles away from us. It is so bright and so hot that it burns just about 4 million tons of matter every second, converting it into light and energy. Yet scientists say that there are some stars out there that are up to 600,000 times as bright as our sun. Even though our sun is over 1.25 million times the size of our Earth, there are, believe it or not, some stars way out there that are 390 times the size of our sun. When the stars are so large, and yet they seem so small to us as we look at them from here, just how far away are they? Just how deep are the dimensions of these universes that we live in? These heavens? Fantastic. With the naked eye, we can see just about 6,000 stars. But with the telescope, such as the one located on Mount Palomar near San Diego, astronomers can see stars in galaxies beyond ours. Our Earth is just a pinprick in space. We're just a drop in the ocean, our Earth is. And then to think what you and I are on this globe of ours, what are we? A fellow a long time ago asked that very question. His name was David. He was a king. And he said in the Bible, he said, "What is man?" You know, when you look at the human being as compared to what seems to be the endless space out there, it seems that we're really nothing. Yet, wow, that's what makes the Bible so exciting. You see, the Bible says that you and I, we are the supreme climax of God's entire creation. For man, the sun rules the day, and the moon rules the night. And for his happiness, the countless and unnamed worlds exist in fathomless space. For him, the seasons, winter with her ice and snow, spring with her swelling buds and enchanting prophecies, summer with her harvest and fragrance, and autumn with her bursting granaries and crimson and gold, roll on in endless progression. Nature's God has written in every language and dialect, in words too plain to be misunderstood, that all these things are for the happiness of man, given to him by God. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that talks more about the God of creation. It's yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.